Thank you for calling Family Affairs. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valeria. This is Kimberly Harvey. I tried to give you a call yesterday, and then I also text as well.
Good morning, Kimberly. Yes, I'm sorry for that. I have been receiving so many calls per day, but how may I help you today?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm calling because my father, he's in the hospital. He went into the hospital Saturday, and I've been just coming up here every day for my time, but I don't have any service. Like right now, I'm outside because I don't have any service inside the hospital. He's at Chestnut Hill Hospital. I left that on a voicemail, so I wasn't sure if he was able to understand me or get it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I received it. I received the voicemail. Okay, so he's still at the hospital?
Yeah, he's in the hospital. Oh. Saturday he had an asthma attack. So we went to the hospital, and then his knee was swollen. So he has the gout, and the gout actually went into his knee instead of his feet. So his knee was swollen up, and then he also had an asthma attack. So he's been in the hospital since Saturday, but I've been going up every day from 10 to 7 in between those times. But I know I didn't talk to you, so I didn't want to clock in at a different location if that's something we didn't talk about. And then also, like I said, I don't really have service while I'm inside the building. So I keep coming in and out to make sure that if I've received a text message from you guys or anything like that, that I would be able to get it, because there's not no good service in the hospital.
Got it. Okay, when the patient is hospitalized and the caregivers cannot clock in because the patient is under hospital care.
Okay.
Yep. That thing. And the other thing, let me see.
Did the, Anissa respond back to you? Because I talked to them on Friday, and she said she was going to just approve the hours. Also,
oh, were
he
you
gets
able
out
to spoke with Anissa?
Yeah, I spoke to her Friday.
Okay, she told you she will contact me?
Yes.
Okay.
She didn't yet?
No, I don't have any missed call, but I will try to reach out her in this case because you're already telling me that. So I will reach out her after this call, okay? Just to make sure that so we can maybe have a letter or a verification so we can build the basis.
Okay, because also, too, when he gets out, he gets discharged tomorrow, and he will be coming back to my house. Because 9 times out of 10, when he gets out of the hospital, he needs a little bit more care other than those hours. So it was always pointless for me to do the care at his house at 7 and then drive all the way back to my house with him and then try to drive him all the way back to the morning to his house. It was, difficult for him. So when he gets out of the hospital tomorrow, he will be coming back to my house.
Okay, I will get in touch with the service coordinator. Just one.
And I will call her because right now she doesn't know that he's in the hospital as well, though. Because he went to the hospital Saturday. I talked to them on Friday.
Oh, okay. So,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. You spoke to her on Friday. He was hospitalized on Saturday. So,
correct.
She didn't know also.
Mm hmm. Okay. But that's, normally, that is the normal, the way that we normally handle it, since I've been his caregiver, that's how he goes into the office, the hospital, sometimes due to his asthma, or he has also COPD.
Okay. Just one question. What is the hospital name?
Chestnut Hill Hospital.
Chestnut Hill. Okay. And at what time he was taken to the hospital, do you remember?
He was admitted at, 10:30, because the ambulance came to come get him because I was actually on my way up there. So he got admitted maybe 10:30?
10:30 a.m. or p.m.?
A.m., a.m.
10:30 a.m. Okay.
Yeah, or maybe I want to say maybe like 10 o'clock because we called the ambulance at like 9:15. They got there pretty swift. So maybe like 9:30.
9:30, yes, because I have to do like a report. So, okay, we'll put
right.
10:30. It's okay. Okay, I was taken by ambulance. Okay, Kimberly, I appreciate it if you can give me a call or text me when he got discharged and he's with you, the home.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, I'll call you tomorrow when I have a time for discharge. Okay.
Yes, you can call me or text me. I will reach out the service coordinator and let you know if she answer or not. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome, Kimberly. Thank you to you for letting me know about the patient situation, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye.